CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Because of the holidays and everything closing down for live, we're mixing up the schedule this month. We've got Jennifer Kautz with us today, and we will re-air that during the holidays because this is going to be a great holiday show on all about holiday symbolism and our dreams. I always love having Jennifer on because I think this is such an intricate part of our consciousness to bring in and understand our dreams and the symbolism that we all kind of have. And certainly the holiday season is really rich with all sorts of symbolism. We sort of started last month with Thanksgiving, and now we're going to talk about the holidays this time. So welcome again, Jen.
Oh, thank you so much. It is. This is such an amazing time of year for symbolism. I mean, it goes on from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and then at Christmas time, even through Thanksgiving, you got Rosh Hashanah, we've got Hanukkah, we've got Kwanzaa, we've got so many different cultures that celebrate the sacredness of the time. And it's also, too, I think, because, again, we go deep into our unconscious because, you know, things are going to sleep. So we're going deep now, you know, the summer. If you're living in an area where you're feeling a little bit cold, like we are here in the north, and it's a time for reflection and going deep, and that's the time for the unconscious, you know, that kind of language and different things. So it's really interesting that the holidays and the rich symbolism is at this time of the year also.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Hanukkah it seemed early this year.
Yes.
It started in November, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Hanukkah. Rosh, I think, you know what? I should know this because I have a family member that's Jewish. And, that's Hanukkah started on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, it's like I don't remember a time where that's ever happened. Not
right.
That, you know, as I was growing up, happening that way in Owen Sound in a small town Ontario.
yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I got a card from a friend that said Thanksgivica.
Oh, you know, right.
That was what was going around and stuff. And again, too, because things are glad tidings and you know, times to be grateful for things. And obviously, to the symbolism, I think that's if you look at symbolic meaning instead of literal meaning, you can kind of step back a little bit and kind of see what's going on. And I think the one holiday that got started because of the secularism of Christmas and different things was Kwanzaa. It's an African-American holiday that starts December 26th and goes to January 1st. And it's African-American, started in Africa, but they reintroduced it here in America so that to bring, you know, the African culture back into something very sacred. So I found that to be really interesting. So, I mean, it is really, I mean, if you do look at the media and you look at the popular culture, I mean, personally, it's up to, you know, the different areas of individuals and their families and how they celebrate it. And that is the main, you know, of how you as an individual and what you grew up with, your memories, too, is what carries you through the holidays also. Do you still hold true to the symbolism of good or bad? You know, did you grow up in a really bad environment where you didn't get gifts, that, you know, was a dysfunctional family, and are you still carrying that sense with you, or were you able to, you know, carve out a life that, that creates good meaning and symbolism out of these holidays?
You know, I think, you know, and we sort of talked about family, you know, for Thanksgiving, but I mean, definitely people have a lot of memories around the holiday season. And you know, my co-host on Mondays, Jean Adrian, we were talking on Monday about, you know, just connecting in with that, that childhood innocence when, you know, everything was possible. And, you know, even maybe writing a letter to Santa to, although my big thing, of course, is not about outside things, but, you know, for the inner stuff. Sure. And, you know, just to recapture some of that magic that we held. I mean, yes, lots of us had, you know, memories that weren't positive, but it's, it, there's just such a rich, it's like the joy of giving, and that can be such a huge piece. And it doesn't mean giving gifts. It, you know, it can be equally, if not more, to just give love, to give a smile, to, you know, just to give. It opens us up. It makes us feel better. I mean, it's such a huge, beautiful tradition that we kind of get lost in because of the media hype. And
yeah. Because I think when we really look at our, what we're trying to, those of us, you know, that are into spirituality, it's really wanting to live the spirituality also. And at this time of the year is a really, of the, it's a giving time, and it's about giving, you know, often gifts do not have to be something physical exchange. It could, the physical exchange, like you said, could be a smile, could be a hug, an encouragement, but it can also be an exchange of time, your time with people. I think what's really, I've had some experience too of working with disadvantaged individuals, and I think the thing too is to also remember when you're giving up time or giving up yourself is to never think of the other individual as less than yourself, or that you're giving something in terms of pity or charity, because they really don't want that. They can tell a heart that's genuine, and that a heart that is there to help empower the individual, that they are able to, you know, we want to give what we have within us, the gift of a strong heart or a strong faith, and we want to share that to say we believe that things can get better for them. And so if they see someone else believing in them, sometimes that's what it takes for them to take the steps to empower themselves to get going. So, there's just so, I, you know, there's, I think, you know, it really depends on what we focus on. Some years I think are different than others. Some we just really do are able, you know, it is about family. I know for myself, we have a big family reunion going on this year. Yeah. I have a sister coming in. So it's very much about family. So, so in each year it's a little bit different, but, and I'm sure it is for everyone. So I agree with you, Lori. I think, there's so many different layers to this holiday season, and it's a time to maybe allow yourself to really give yourself time to sit and reflect. And I think that's too where, dreams can be really powerful at this time, because it will, those symbols, the symbolism in your dreams, especially around these times, will really capture what's really going on in your life and where you really need to pay attention. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's extremely important, because, I mean, there's a lot of things going on this year, astrologically as well, that are going to help us kind of reflect on different things. One of the difficult aspects is that Venus is going retrograde. And although that tends to affect women a lot, and that happens right on our solstice, and then it carries into to the end of January. Mm. And it affects women, because that's where our, like, that's the feminine energy, where Mars is more the masculine energy. And Mars also will be going retrograde this next year. So, it's interesting, but we've got like a whole bunch of things happening, and it, you know, when something goes retrograde, it's good to reflect, you know, back on different things. So definitely relationships are going to be coming up if they haven't already.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, relationships, and then we know one of the biggest things that they say at this time of the year is that people do start reflecting on their relationships, you know, the good and the bad, and especially the bad and the areas that have really people have been hurt. And then especially if they're feeling alone or have felt betrayed or different things. And this is a time of the year that it's so difficult if you aren't able to, if you're not connecting with a group of other people or family and time, because you do want to feel loved, and you, everybody wants to feel loved and feel useful and feel that their life has meaning. And it's a really important time of year. But if an individual, when we go into ourselves and we look at ourselves, love yourself first, do things special for yourself at this time, you know, create a beautiful meal for yourself if you're alone, you know, do something festive. I just think it's really important when you take care of yourself. I think you're a little bit more able to take care of others also. Right. But yeah, I don't, and I think the thing too, this time of year too has a lot to do with food again. I mean, you know, food is so nurturing. So there we go with the words of nurturing again. And, you know, what nurtures the soul? What nurtures your soul? And, you know, everything about this season, a lot of people, they just love being around the excitement. And like you said, being a child again. Mm-hmm. And that's why they love to go to the stores, and it's exciting and different things. And in some ways they connect with people that are out in the stores. But it's a really deep time for reflection and going in. And it's a great time to really sit and journal, really start to be reflective, look at the symbols that have meaning in your life and that are coming up in your dreams, and really reflecting on those and really seeing where I think that's really powerful as far as what you were saying with Venus and Mars, because I really feel that there is a shift going on as far as the feminine power. And in a good way, because I'm seeing GM just announced the first CEO for a woman, you know, to become a woman, and it was huge and stuff. And I really looked at that, and I looked at the woman too, and she really represented a strong woman, but not overly patriarchal. And I was just like, you know, so when we start seeing more women leaders out there, I just think there's the shift again. We're seeing shifts in different places. So I think we're heading into some really good times.
Well, it was interesting. What's interesting, apparently Mars went into Libra, and because of the retrograde, Mars is going to be in Libra a really long time. Usually, you know, Mars is only in a sign for like 6 weeks, but it's like 8 months because of the retrograde. Mm. And what's interesting is because Mars and Libra don't necessarily go together. Libra's the relationship. Venus and Libra go really well together. Mars in Libra is different. So it was like, usually Mars is about me. And so it was, they gave an interesting twist on it. It's instead of, you're good for me, it's we're good. Mm. So it changes the emphasis on the individual to the couple.
Mm.
So it's
nice.
Yeah. And that could be, I mean, because that could be very powerful in that it's, you know, such a long period of time. So we may really see some, you know, some big changes, as you're saying. So we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz with us. You can find out more about Jennifer at theartfulsoul.org. So theartfulsoul.org. If you have any questions, if you have any dreams, you'd like to discuss them, we are open right now. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come on Instant Feedback, but you have to be really, really clear about the dream and maybe some impressions and feelings that you had during the dream. And then, you know, stay listening, because we will ask more questions if you do it through Instant Feedback. All right, we are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewsSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Jennifer Kautz. We're talking about holiday symbolism and the richness of the season and what we can do and how we can sort of promote that within our dreams and encourage our dreams to sort of assist us. And I think, you know, as we said, there's a lot of stuff that goes on for people. And, you know, I think as we move closer, it's really just about, you know, deciding how you want to feel during the season instead of getting caught up in the old stories. Just, you know, let's create some new stories. Let's create our new way of being during the holidays.
Absolutely. There's so many plays that are going on and, you know, at high schools and things that aren't a lot of money or no money. I mean, you've got things going on in different communities that you can go get into the holiday spirit. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything overly Christmas, but I mean, those are some of the things that you can look at. I know we have a place called, well, we have Meadowbrook and we've got Greenfield Village, just places that decorate their estates, and people walk around, and it's just, you know, times that you can just gather with friends or even just for yourself, and it's just a time that you can just carve out for yourself for something that's really sacred. I think that's why it's so important to sometimes look at what you find is important in the symbolism. I mean, our angels at this time is seeing angels around and singing is going to different choirs where, you know, that's for me. I grew up at church and my mom was in choir. So when I'm around a choir and my husband and I always go to a Christmas Eve service so that we go and hear traditional songs. And that's something that's very meaningful for me. But, right. You know, everybody is very different. Going sleigh rides. I mean, now I think that's what's kind of cool is I think a lot of communities are becoming there's certain communities that are offering sleigh rides, you know, and different things or just pony rides. So finding those little communities that it could just be even just walking down a quaint little town and going to get a hot chocolate. Just little things. It really is the simple things in life. I think that's why I really like Brené Brown. Her work right now is really, really powerful. I think, and it's getting really big. And I think it's because right now her focus is on shame, and shame comes from perfectionism. When we strive for perfectionism, there's something that we're trying to hide. And what she says too is what we really need to do is really find, you know, what she looks at with stringing lights, that each little light is a simple joy that you experience every day in the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things like we were just talking about, even just spending time with your children, making a gingerbread house or making Christmas cookies or doing Christmas cards or just little simple things that create memories in your heart and in your soul that allows to carry you through. And then sometimes those build, and because if you see that you can do that during the holidays, there's no reason why we can't carry that throughout the year.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, you have to start it somewhere. Like you have to start it. And so this is a great time to sort of, you know, pick something. And, you know, how nurturing is that? Not only for your family, but even just for yourself. I mean, one of the things, you know, our sense of smell is a huge thing with regards to our memories. So, you know, the smell of cookies is such a big, you know, memory for us as children as we grew up, like that smell, and it reminds us, I mean, we all have different memories for different smells and stuff. But I mean, it's kind of cool when you think about, you know, like different things. What can you do to nurture yourself? And I think probably if it's a stressful time for you, we have to take that time. We have to find the things that will nurture us that, you know, again, don't have to cost a lot of money.
No.
It just has to bring us into that state of openness or joy or love. I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and if we can get away, I mean, symbolism does have a lot to do with images, but if we place false meaning on the images that we see out there and what we think is happening out there and what we think it should be look like. Because that's what perfectionism is. It's creating a false image of ourselves that is not really connected to what we truly are living in for our souls. Because truly, studies have shown that regardless of material wealth, the level of happiness, I mean, is that this material wealth does not, I mean, honestly, obviously it can make life so much easier that be said, it does not necessarily mean a person is that much more happier about themselves. Mm-hmm. So, so if you can really take time to look at the ordinary, the simple things that make life a little bit special, and not so much worry about what other people are doing, but just be again, there's that the gratitude, having that gratitude journal of things that you have that you're thankful for, and things that, you know, and then start looking at the gifts that you have, and you know, this is such a time for gift giving. It's about looking at the gifts that you have to share. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a huge thing. Life is supposed to be about service. I think when we're really truly in alignment, I think the people that are really doing what they love and what they enjoy, and they're really in doing what they were, you know, born to do. Right. And they're really giving service to others. Hopefully that they're giving service to others. I really believe, because it is, it's all about, because at this time, boy, you can really get caught up in the parties, and then there's the entertaining and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But you have to really carve out a time for yourself to make, I think this is such a sacred time, mm-hmm. and have an opportunity to really create something really sacred and special that can be lasting.
Right. So let's talk about, did you talk about Kwanzaa yet? That's an interesting.
I did Kwanzaa a little bit. Kwanzaa, and I've been hearing a lot about it recently in Detroit. We have a large African-American population. Mm-hmm. And so December 26th again to January 1st. And again, that was started. It's an African tradition. But again, it is centered around a holiday that is, again, kind of very much like Thanksgiving and Christmas, where you're really just, you're just honoring the sacred in life, and you're just being thankful for the harvest that life brings. So they really celebrate the colors of Africa colors. It's the reds, and it's very indigenous. So you have the green and the red and the white, and what those mean, and the earth elements. And so there's a lot of food, and so a lot of traditional food, and then of course lighting of candles. So you know, the thing with all of these holidays is same with Hanukkah. I mean, Hanukkah is all about the festival of lights and about lighting candles for 8 days in honor of a time when they took over the temple in Jerusalem, and they only had a small amount of oil, and it was ritual oil, and it was only going to be able to burn that one day. And then it ended up lasting, that one day oil lasted for 8 days. And so that's again, it's around a candle. So, and then as we see with Christmas, you know, all the sacred traditions have something to do with candles and something flaming and passionate and burning bright.
Which is really, which is what we need as we come into the solstice and the shortest day of the year, and, you
absolutely.
Know, the light sort of, you know, being the least, having the least amount of daylight. We need to have something that, you know, helps us bring light into the darkness, which
absolutely
I think is part of why we put so much emphasis on candles and lights and Christmas. And
yeah, because don't you think lights to me, number one, it gives like an illumination, and it brings a type of a sacredness and a holiness, and it just allows you to can be very meditative and bring focus even just onto lighting that candle. I know when I meditate, I immediately light a candle. And then it can give the aroma, just like you were talking about, the senses. But it is, it's a symbol for so many people of the light of God, of the spirit of God, of the illumination. It's also, a candle can be the flame for the heart, for the soul. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's really, really powerful. And I think it's such a wonderful tradition. And I just, it's something to be carried throughout the year, but I think it's really important. It'd be wonderful to have a table of candles, to have a ritual of an evening of prayer and meditation. And it can be, just make sure you do this with yourself. Don't try to impose it on other family members that aren't into it, because it doesn't work really well if that's something that you want to do. If it's something that you share with others, and that's even all the more wonderful.
We're going to go to our second break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Coutts. You can find out more about Jennifer. You go to our website, theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. If you have a dream, you want to talk to Jennifer, your first dream analyst or analysis is free if you go to our website, or you can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com, or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Counts, our dream analyst. We're talking about, you know, the holidays and the symbolism, the richness of the symbolism, and, you know, really need to look at our dreams and understand, you know, the different things that we're doing and to celebrate, find our own way to celebrate. I think that's a great thing to do, but, you know, there's so much richness in the symbolism.
Absolutely. Because I'm looking at the symbolism of angels, and I don't know if anybody's ever had dreams of angels. Oftentimes, angels, I think, can come to us in, you know, in our dreams that, you know, our parents that have passed on could be a guardian angel. So, I mean, you know, so what you think of as an angel, you know, of course, around the time of the holiday, we see the angels with trumpets and announcing the birth of Jesus and stuff like that. So, but angels are messenger of the divine. So when you're having a dream, I mean, that dream and that person in that dream can be of an angelic nature because they are bringing you a message. And so, and angels are, can be guardians, bringer of good news. So I often think of dreams as being like little pieces of, you know, little angels, because, you know, we're always, I think in life, you know, we are all, I'm very hopeful that we have outside, that we have help that's coming from within. Yes. And that we have angels and we have something more that is helping us come through this life. So just like It's a Wonderful Life when you watch, when you watch that, I love watching that. And so that, you know, even through the bad times, there's something extra there. There is somebody or something uplifting, a divine nature that is going to help you through. So
I think especially the bad times, I think the big thing is that we just, we forget to ask, we forget we forget to believe that, you know, that, see, this is the one thing I love about having Thomas Campbell on my shows, on my nuclear physicist, and how he talks about quantum physics and consciousness, is that, you know, once you know the rules of the game, which is that we're here to grow and evolve and move towards love, you know, everything is there set to assist us. So there is assistance. He may not call them angels. They, you know, it's more metaphors to him.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, to us, it's, you know, however we want to see them. But
absolutely.
The divine angels, guardians, guides, I mean, they're all here supporting us in this journey.
Absolutely.
And, it, you know, it just take advantage of it. Ask.
Yeah.
Talk, communicate.
Absolutely.
Create.
Right, right. And whatever you see, how you see an angel or whatever, it's not, you know, it's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing. And whenever we work with our own dreams or whatever symbolism or meaning that you have that's going on in your life, it is not wrong. It's just that is, that's your life path. That's how you see things. So like you were saying, Lori, you may have to change perception or story a little bit to see things a little bit differently, or to look at it just a different way. Not that didn't mean anything to you, because things that have happened in our life are very impactful and will be, but it's just like sometimes, you know, sometimes those things kind of can steer us in another direction and taught us, like you said, lessons or skills or different things that we, I don't think life is not meant to be too totally easy. I think most people go through quite a bit of challenges.
And they're all perception, but yes, I believe that, you know, it is through our challenges that we, you know, we turn them into opportunities. Through our challenges that we grow. If we didn't have them, we would never want to evolve. We would be satisfied, right? I mean, the people that claim they have that Pollyanna life, I mean, if you really had that perfect life, you wouldn't grow. You wouldn't, there would be no reason to push you to evolve.
Right, right. Absolutely. I think that, like the next symbol that I love, is the star. And the star is a great symbol because it's, you know, I'm thinking of the star that guided the wise men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, there's a symbol of hope, again, of illumination, of something that you focus your eyes on and that you follow. It is one of renewal and clarity of vision. So I think, you know, so often, you know, we do want to know what our purpose
and direction,
is in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I get that. Sometimes, though, sometimes you just have to keep putting, you know, each foot in front of the other and you know, because sometimes those things, we don't even know why things are happening the way they're happening or why we're doing what we're doing. But as long as we're, like you said, as long as we're learning and we're opening our hearts toward things, I think. But the interesting thing, too, is the sun is a star. So when we look eastward to the dawning sun, the sun is a star. And it is alike to, again, when the sun is rising, it's just like a star is rising. And I think, too, if you can connect to things like that, and that's how the poets connect. The poets connect when the sun is rising, they connect to their soul arising. And I think those are some of the moments that I think if we can take in the story of Jesus and his story, it's really one of hope. It's not so much about one individual. I just believe it's about humanity.
Mm. For sure. And that, yeah, that it's within us. We can, you know, we can hold that light and that vibration, and we can do, you know, the miracles that have been, you know, reported to have happened. I mean, it's part of the evolution that we're moving towards, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I see as, you know, Jesus or the Christed energy. It's
absolutely
like that which we are moving towards, that which is, you know, the beauty of our evolution.
Yeah, it's, I think when we begin to become a part of life, and I think at times when you are in that poet state that you kind of meld into nature a little bit, mm-hmm. Well, that is really our true nature, mm-hmm. is to really not be disconnected from nature. And that's where I think I believe dreams can be so important, because we are immersed when we're in our dream world. We're immersed in something that is a natural process. It's something beyond ourselves. And then we become a little bit less, you know, stoic and robotic, that how we see life and analytical, and we become a part of something that is a process that is bigger than ourselves. And that's why so many indigenous cultures, you know, really still discuss their dreams and really believe in dream time, where we just look at it as fantasy. So I say
some of us.
Yeah, some of us. So it is. It's really connecting to our natural selves and the natural world. And I just, again, the manger, that's what is so, was so profound with the story of Jesus, is that God, I think the symbolic is that the simplicity of it, and that God was found in something so simple and so unique, and not in a palace, but something beautiful. And, you know, it wasn't about the pomp and circumstance. So if we can remember that we can find, you know, divine and sacredness in every day.
That's interesting, because as you said that, it made me think, well, Buddha, oh yeah, Buddha was prince.
He was, and then he left the castle.
He left it, but he was born into royalty, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So much richness. I like what you said about Mary, too, of course.
Yeah, I think with Mary, you know, the divine feminine, I think her role in just, you know, because again, with the Christmas story, is so much about dreams and visions. So again, you have angels showing up and saying what's going to happen. And then her just really, I mean, can you even imagine, as young as she was, and then just trusting and then allowing something like that to happen? I'm not under the auspice, you know, I'm not going to, there's just so much symbolism as far as the literalism of what really took place. But her role in just being accepting and open to what the world has to offer.
Right. Yep. Okay, so we are going to go our last break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Couts. We're talking about holiday symbolism. We will come back. We'll probably maybe share some ideas of, you know, what you can do for the holidays and certainly what you can do to prepare for the new year. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Think your vehicle can't overheat this winter? Think again. Hi, this is Pam Oakes, ASC Certified Auto Tech and Shop Owner, here to tell you that it is possible for your vehicle's engine to overheat this winter. Inside that engine casing are mechanical moving parts that produce a lot of friction. But we're in luck. The antifreeze takes that heat and carries it off to the radiator for it to cool down. You know that engine temp gauge or light on your instrument panel? That meter only measures hot antifreeze. So if the fluid is low and only hot pockets of air pass by the sensor, the instrument panel is going to show everything's okie-dokie. That's why it's so important to have your ASC certified tech check the engine coolant level often during severe winter months. This has been your Car Care for the Clueless Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC certified technician like myself, Pam Oakes. It's all about making you a savvy car consumer.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Jennifer Couts. We will replay this on Christmas Day. And Jennifer will be back with us on January 29th. Whoa, that seems like it's a long ways away.
We'll have lots to talk about, I'm
Won't
sure.
Won't we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that I wanted to really talk about was this one dream that was presented to me. It was an individual who had a dream where there was a priest, and she was talking to this priest, and the priest had a huge table in front of him, and on the table were all these different ornaments, and in a way they were like, I don't know if they were all, not all of them were ornaments, but they were just all different types of pieces and symbols. And what he told the girl was that she needed to pick out one of those and look for what was inside each symbol or each piece. And it was really interesting because how she described it too was like there was one that was an ornament, but she didn't know how to get inside of it. And there was one, you know, so this was very primitive also because there was one, there was a carved turtle. And so,
wasn't your dream.
Yeah. So, so there were other animals and different things. And so I just found this really fascinating because she went through the process of, you know, she even said, she goes, which one am I going to pick up to look at? Because it's what's inside. And so again, there's that message of what, it's not the external of what the gift is. It's what's really happening on in the inside. And what she ended up picking up was a very small, you know, like, and it reminded me of the Ark of the Covenant. So it was a small, like, you know, a jewelry box, and it was made out of wood. And the interesting thing was the top was carved in turtle, and it was a small box. And she said she picked it up, and it fit in her hand, and she opened it to look at what was inside. And then she said, and then the dream ended. But the whole concept, you know, here's this huge table, and she was able to choose where she was going to look inside. And so the whole point again was that it's a table that's, I to me, when we talked about it, I felt it was really speaking to the fact of really going inside and really developing your gifts and really bringing out what you have inside of you and bringing it out to the world. And it's not as easy. I think we all know that that's not as easy as it sounds. Mm-hmm. So this individual is definitely in that process of really looking to bring out what she had to give to the world. So it was very rich, and I think it's very rich in when we see gifts being exchanged today. You know, again, when people are handing out gifts and stuff, just think of the meaning behind it and the intention, and doing it with love, regardless of how much you spend or how little. It's really of just doing it with love. And so I think that's what's really, really important with these holidays is to create positive memories and to create positive symbolism around this time of the year and whatever you can do, treating yourself with love. Creating special, look on the internet or go to the library and get some cool cookbooks and cook up a really different recipe. Reconnect with family. Even if it's, who knows? It could be a cousin that you haven't seen in a while. But it is a creative take. I'm big with candles right now, as we were discussing, mm-hmm. and decorating your home with lights. You can get lights at the dollar store.
Sure.
So it doesn't have to be a lot. It can just be some, cozy aspect of your home.
I do like having a table with candles. Well, that sounds like it would be very pretty.
Yeah. It's, it really will illuminate. And it's a special time because oftentimes you can't have something like that throughout the year because our lives are so busy.
Right.
But oftentimes we do set aside time. It seems like the holidays, we allow ourselves to really create something really sacred and holy and special that we're able to kind of, move ourselves around. And, creating a table with, again, go to the dollar store, go to garage sales, go to Salvation Army. They've got candles there. It's tea lights, just using tea lights.
Mm-hmm.
But, and again, journal, get out that dream journal and start journaling and really set an intention to connect. Even if you connect with two symbols, I challenge you to two symbols that really come away this holiday season. And it doesn't have to be, it can be something bizarre, that comes at you, but it'll show itself. And then, write what the meaning is, or if you've had a dream and what that dream speaks to you at this time.
And for me, I guess, you know, as we come close to the end of the year, usually that's when I have more ritual around the end of the year.
Sure.
And creating a list of things that I, you know, would like to let go of, surrender, release. Those, usually that's the list I burn, and I usually do that, you know, I go down to the water or whatever, because I live very close to the water, and I burn that list, and then I, you know, put power and intention to the things that I do want. And of course, being me, the things that I want are usually more of experience and how I experience the world and how I experience life. So focusing, but yeah, I love lights and candles. And I think, you know, we can all just create our own moments, but definitely, you know, being good to ourselves is really important, and it will become more important as we get closer to the end of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just set an intention to create some special moments, even, hopefully that those will carry you through and into the new year. Absolutely. Yeah. We're not, the end of the year is just a lot of reflection. And if things, like you said, Lori, if you want to move those past, be thankful for what you did show up this year, and then look toward next year, what you want to build on from what brought forth this year.
Oh. And I just want to wish everybody, I know that this will be re-aired again, but everybody, I wish everybody a happy holiday season and
Absolutely.
Lots of love.
Yes, me too. Because at this time it will be a happy holiday and also a happy new year.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thanks, Lori.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts. You can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.